Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Katwongere Katonda engaliza amaanyi.
Let's add God the mighty hand clap.
Olw'okukkiriza okwenenya kwaffe.
For accepting our repentance.
Okusaba kwaffe.
Our prayer.
N'okutulwaniriranga.
And to fighting for us.
Nga bw'alungamiza Omusumba Benjamin.
As he has guided Pastor Benjamin.
Okututwala mu kwegayirira okwo.
To take us in that intercession.
Nga tusaba atusaasire mu mirembe gyaffe.
Pray us mercy on our generation.
Tuleme okubanga emirembe gy'abajjajjaffe.
Does not be like generation of our fathers.
Ne bakitaffe.
Even our fathers.
Abataatirira ddala nga mu maaso ga Mukama.
Never aligned themselves before. Kubanga
bwe yasuubiza mu Zaburi eyansavu munaana
when he promised Psalm 78
n'olw'omukaaga paka olw'omunaana yagamba nti be baana abalizaalibwa abatalifaanana nga mirembe
gy'abakitaabwe
wabula abamanyi Katonda waabwe era abamanyi emirimu gy'emikono gye era tebalibeeranga
bakitaabwe
emirembe emijeemu emirembe egitaatiriranga bulungi ne Katonda
So
tukkiriza okukyuka
bw'ayogera
mu Peter ekisooka essula
ey'okubiri atuyita
omulembe omulonde obwakabona
obutukuvu
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
tulina
okulaba nga tutuukiriza ekyo ky'atuyita ye
nga
twerwanako tutuukiire
mu
linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo tetugenda nno kulinda kintu kirala
kyonna
wabula okulabika nga tweyongerayo
n'enteekateeka
z'obwakatonda
ez'omutindo
enteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa z'asuubiza ensi
zonna
okuva mu mwaka guno
2022
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo juzi twaweebwa ennyanjula Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo ne tulaba obukulu bw'obwetaavu obwa enteekateeka za Katonda
ez'omuggundu
ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa z'asuubiza ensi
zonna
Katonda mwayise amawanga
gonna
okukola naye mu mulimu ogusembayo ku ssemazinga
w'ensi
era ng'omulimu ogwo
revival
n'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu
byonna
muguune ku nsi nga Katonda bwe yabyogera mu bannabbi baabaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye
Spoke them in his prophets who were there from the beginning. That they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we saw in the introduction we have to understand well the times and seasons even the signs and they show there is no more other waiting
for
when we had in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 we are told everything as its time and season and every word of God it has its time and seasons
unto
those who are under the sun And we saw in the first Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32, that there has to be in the midst of the world, those of the church, who are known as the children of Issachar, who understand the times and seasons.
N'ekigwanidde okukola
and what ought to be done
era ne basobola okulangirira ekigwanidde okukola
and they can declare what ought to be done
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
mu Matayo 16
in the Matthew chapter 16
Mukama waffe Yesu atuvunaana nnyo
our Lord Jesus accuse us much
naddala bwe tubanga tusobola okutegeera obubonero bw'omu nsi
most if you can come to know the signs of the world
obulaga enkuba nti enaatonnya
we show that the rain is going to fall
ng'ekire kikutte
and the cloud is heavy
era obulaga
and which shows
omusana gunaabayo mungi
that there are going to be much sunshine
ekire kimyufu
when the clouds are red
era nga waliyo olufu lungi
and there is much mist
sinene tayinza tegeera bubonero obw'ebiro bino
can we not realize the signs of these seasons
kati twategeera bulungi
now we understood well
nti obubonero bw'okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna
that the signs of the worldwide call
katonda mwatuyise okukola naye mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi
where God has called us to work with him in his final work on his planet earth
n'omulimu ogwo nga ye revival n'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna
that work is the revival revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in the mouth of his prophets who were there from the beginning. It's the entire Bible, the Old and the New Covenant, to be known the way it was, the way it has to be, and the way it will be forever. Then those signs have appeared, and we were told that we need standard strategies. Praise Jesus,
man,
which can maintain that work to its end up to the end of it, and we expect a better end. Praise Jesus, man. So we saw, according to Luke chapter
14
verse 28 up to 31, that it needed a strategy, but no one moves to build a house and he first not count whether a material will be enough, lest he begins to build and he fails to complete. And those who see will mock,
say
that man or woman began to build, but he fails like that. Not wisdom to count what will be now. In that issue, because in the worldwide call, or in God's worldwide promised call, to base in Uganda the year 2022, and God has called nations work with him in his final work on planet Earth. And that work is the final work. In hindering devils stand this world as Sodom and Gomorrah, as we prepare the whole world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work should not fail. It has to be fulfilled. Now we must have a strategy. Even armies prepared well, the armies of Christ, just as we saw them. And in Luke chapter
14:28-31,
told us we cannot begin going back in war with the enemy, not first know the army on your side, even that of your enemy, whether that you have will be enough, whether they will not be enough. And he told us we sit, he makes us disciples, makes us his precious army. Praise Jesus. So we are able to see many things. We heard in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 6, that we set up a standard to hinder a great destruction coming. And we were told that the devils have a preparation that reaching 2040, the whole world would have been turned into Sodom and Gomorrah, the world of homosexuals, men committing sex with each other, evils with each other, women with women, having sex with animals,
with
artificial organs, where they are a robot, destruction of marriages, committing every form of profane,
to
destroy the gospel of truth, to destroy salvation, to end that many destroyed themselves in hell. Now these standard strategies, those we studied, and they have to be implemented. We last ended as we began to make a list, as we first list 8 standard strategies.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. 8 God is a standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Left, we had begun on 2 of them, but we want to start from right there. We resume to list from the first one, then we move onwards.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we have gone to list 8 God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Praise Jesus, man. And we were told that these standards, now we have begun. Praise Jesus, man. We remember that in Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 12, they told us we set them up and prepare an army among us, those called the watchmen, and they are mighty.
Yes,
strong. Praise Jesus much. Let us read we here. We begin to list them.
Yeremia isule yata no muemu, noru nyiriri ole kumine bili.
Jeremiah chapter 51 verses 12.
Mutekewo mutindo okole kila bugu we Babuloni. Mnyweza abakumi. Mutekewo abakuma. Mutekeka abatezi. Kubanga mukama ateseza no kukola wakozi evyo. Biyayokera kwabo abali mu Babuloni.
Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both purposed and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Lord tells us, we set up a standard unto the walls of the devils, those they have put to hinder their schemes to be broken. These standard strategies of God, they are to break the walls of the devils, those they have set up to keep their evil works as they move on to destroy many. In this standard strategy, Jeremiah 51 verse 12, he says, they have to be like you see a watchtower, and it is very strong. That's make the watch strong. And through the standards we pass to watch over the church, to watch over spirits of the Holy Ones, to redeem spirits getting destroyed. And this strategies, they are strong. As you build a strong watchtower, where you can base to see things from far, before they reach where you are, if they are wrong, you destroy them. And you make a strategy which hinders them to happen. And he says,
Set up the watchmen.
Mutekewo abakuumi. These standard strategies of God,
and
they stand to be as a watchtower, seeing from far the preparation of the evil Satan, even to breaking them, to destroy the works of the evil Satan. They have to be watchmen upon it, those who watch over, and them too they are strong, and they have been prepared very well. And these people, me and you, and we can prepare the ambushes to say, prepare different tricks which God cause surprise attacks on Satan. If you surprise him and his works to destroy them, you know what they call the ambush? You can surround someone when they are not aware of it, and then you surprisingly strike them and you destroy him and his works. When we speak in the way like that, we've headed on to the army, not that of the world, but we speak of the army of Christ Jesus, spoken in the second Timothy. You registered in the army of Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now these strategies, and they appear to be
their
standard strategies of God. In these strategies, they are taken to be that they are a watchtower. Yes. A strong, tall watchtower see an enemy from far
and
strikes him before he reach where you are.
Despite
those who are on
your
side, and it opens them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said on this tower,
oba ku nteekateeka zino ez'omutindo mulina okubaamu abakozi bebayita
bawachmen
nga bakalabaalaba abasobola okulabirira emyoyo
y'abatukuvun'okunoonya
emyoyo egya bulira mu
nsi
nga bw'ayogera mu bebulani essuula eri
ekumi n'essatu
olunyi olw'ekumi n'omusanvu tuliwo okulabirira emyoyo ng'abanaawe embalirira bwe gibula.
Are there to watch over spirits as those to give accountability when they get lost?
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Mungeri yemu.
In the same way.
Nga.
And.
Kugamba. Aba watchmen ibano.
These watchmen.
Abalirira emyoyo gy'abatukuvu.
Who watch over spirits of the holy ones.
N'abanoonya egyabula.
Those who seek for the lost spirits.
Abasinoonya obukodyo obutega ambushes.
And they have frequently to set up ambushes.
Okwetoolo omubi sitaani.
Surround the evil Satan.
Nga tannazuukuka.
Before he wakes up.
Agenda zuukuka.
At the time he wakes up.
Nga mwamwetoolodde.
And you have surrounded him already.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kati z'enteekateeka ezo ez'omuggulu.
Now there are those standard strategies.
Ez'obwakatonda.
Those of God.
Ezituukiriza omulimu guno.
Which fulfill this world.
Era nga tuzirangirira mu nsi yonna.
And we declare them in the whole world.
Okuva lwe tutandise ozisoma.
From where we've begun to study them.
Baka mukama waffe Yesu Kristo lw'anadda.
Till our Lord Jesus will come back.
Nazigenda mu maaso n'okukola.
And they are moving on to work.
Okuteekateeka ensi zonna
prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo for the coming back of Jesus Christ
n'enkomerero y'ensi
and the end of the earth
awamu n'eggulu eririwo
even the heavens which is olyoke
twolekera eggulu erijja n'ensi
we move to the new heavens and the new earth
okusinziira mu Yeremiya essuula eya 5:1
according to Jeremiah 51
olunyiri olw'27
verses 27
ayogera nga agamba bw'ati
he speaks saying like this
Yeremiya essuula eya 5:1 n'olunyiriri olw'27
Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 27
musimbe omutindo mu nsi mufuuwe ekkondeere mu mawanga mutegeke amawanga okulwana nakyo muyite obwakabaka obwa lalaati ne mini ne asukenaazi okukikuŋŋaanirako mukigabire omugabe mulinnyise embalaasi ng'obuwuka obuliko obwoya
set you up a standard in the land blow the trumpet among the nations prepare the nations against her call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat Mene and Ashkenaz appoint a captain against her cause the horses to come up like the blistering locusts
yes yebazi bwenye
praise Jesus much
na tu setting omutindo
as we set up the standard in the land
iranga tufuwe kondeeri
as we blow the trumpets
mumawanga
among nations
amawanga gano ngatugategeka
as we prepare the nations
kuruana gane babiloni
to fight against Babylon the world of darkness
isi yokuta
the world of killing murderers
ensi ey'okusaanyaawo mu geena
the world of destruction in hell
n'okwolekera ennyanja
y'omuliro to the lake of fire
ng'agamba
and he said
omanyi waliwo wano obwakabaka bwe boogerako nga bwakyama
they speak of ear
obwakabaka bwa Ararat
the kingdoms of Ararat
mini n'obulala
and the other
tujja kubunyonnyoka nga tuli mu detail
we shall get explained of them when we are
bagamba
but they say
abantu abalina okulondebwa mu mulimu guno
people to be chosen in this work
balina okuba ku madaala g'obwa kaputeni n'okudda waggulu
be on the level of captains and above yes
bakaputeni
the captains
mumamanyi
you know captains
umanyi ababiranga bakaputeni mundagane
kati those were captains in the old covenant
be bantu ababiranga ba bishop
they are people who were bishops yes
batinko ne ba bishop
deacons and bishops
gabatandikira ku madala ago
and they start from those ranks to watch over
baitanga bakaputeni
they called them captains
tugenda kubiraba eyo maaso
we are going to see them ahead
munteekateeka zino
in this
omunaana ez'omutindo ez'obwakatonda
eight God's standard strategies
ezituukiriza okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna
which fulfill the worldwide call yes
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
so Oluganda
so brethren
enteekateeka zino
these strategies
enteekateeka z'obwakatonda zino ez'omutindo
these eight standard strategies
zirina okulabika nga zibeerawo
they have to be there
nga bwe twasooka okunyonyolwa ku mulundi guli
like we first got explained last time
nti wadde teziri limited
that though they not limited but they are fixed
kugamba okubikulira kwazo kugazi
now the revelation of them is broad
nyinga zizo zizo
yet they are that
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much
zizo
they are them
eranga esoka yeno
and the first is this
kugamba,
one
standard strategy number 1
the standard strategy number 1
enteekateeka y'obwa katonda y'omutindo esoka
the first God is standard strategy
wagayo tudemu tulistinge
we wanted to resume list them
esoka
the first
omusingi
the base
obusinziro n'omusingi
the base or the foundation
ogw'okuweereza kwaffe mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna
services in the worldwide call yes
obusinziro n'omusingi,
the base of the foundation
ogwa services afem kuitwa kwensi yonna,
of our services in the worldwide call,
eranga guno,
and this one
manyikidwa nga okuitwa Katonda kwaza services nsi zonna,
known as God's worldwide promised call,
okusinzira mugwanga eria Uganda,
which is basing the nation Uganda,
okuvu mwaka guno 2022
from this year 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tumanyi,
and we know
ntikatonda
that God
aze asubiza amawanga gonna,
he has come promising all nations,
ngaita mu Bible,
passing through the Bible,
mu byafayo,
in the history,
nembo nabbi,
even through prophecy, released in the era of AD,
nti okuyitibwa kwensi yonna,
that the worldwide call
kusinzira munsi munsi,
it will base in the nation,
era era egwanga,
and a land
eridi wansi we migaji Ethiopia,
which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia,
eridi manyikidwa nge miga je Misri,
and that's known as the river of Egypt,
omuga Nile,
the river Nile,
erangi gwanga lye Uganda,
and that nation is Uganda.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much.
Nikondereje ino kuvanga lifuyibwa,
out there a trumpet will be blown,
erita manga gonna mukwitwa kwensi yonna,
calls all nations in the worldwide call,
oba mukwitwa Katonda kwaza services season,
so in God's worldwide promised call,
eranga butwaulira ko mu Isaiah,
and just as we had in Isaiah
esure yo ayo 18
chapter 18
onyori soka
verses 1
okuyingira dala mulunyiriryo lwokusatu,
to enter the verse 3
nabogera ku gwanga lya Uganda,
and they speak of the nation Uganda,
ensi,
in land,
era egwanga,
and a nation,
era abantu,
and a people
abali wasiwe migaja Ethiopia,
who are beyond the rivers of Ethiopia,
omuggo gwamanyibwanga omugga gwe Misri,
the river which was known as the river of Egypt,
usibuko wano eyo mugachiira,
at the source of the Nile,
era ne baganti amanga gonabwe gawulira,
and they said all nations when they hear,
wegaulira wegana bange ebendera nge imusidwa,
when they see the banner lifted,
wegaulira nge konde,
when they hear the trumpet,
gaulira okuitwa kuno,
let them hear this call,
yes yebazibwe nyo,
praise Jesus much.
Katusome mu Isaiah na tulabe,
let's read in this Isaiah we see
Isaiah esuli ye 18 n'olunyiriri olusoka,
Isaiah chapter 18 from verse 1,
wowe ense yokwakwaya kwebiwa watiro eri emitala w'emigaja Ethiopia,
woe to the lands with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Etuma babaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu. Eri gwange gwanvu eregwe wevu. Eri abantu ababanga abentisa kasokedde babeerawo naguno gujwa. Egwange eri amanyi erinyirira ddala. Ensi yabwe emigayi gisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go you swift messengers to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and ridden down, whose land the rivers divide. Verse 3.
Mwemwe nabatula munsi namwa babera kutaka lyensi ebendera we wanikibwanga kunsozi mulabanga erekondere we lifuyibwanga muuliranga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, hear.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda za subiza manga gona.
God has come promising all nations. Basing in the Bible.
Asinzira mbiyafayo.
Basing in the history.
Ngayogera okutambuna byofunwe mbire bya AD.
And he speaks through prophets released in the era of AD.
Mu Uganda ni wabweru wa Uganda.
Within Uganda and outside Uganda.
Ngaragira dada mawanga gonna.
And he shows to all nations.
Nti Uganda.
That Uganda.
Yensi ensubize.
It is a promised land.
Era abantu.
And the people.
Ere gwanga.
And the nation.
Eri wansiwe migaja Ethiopia.
Which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Kusibuko yomugachira.
At the source of the river Nile.
Abali nofuwe konde.
Who have to blow the trumpet.
Eri ita mawanga gonna.
Which calls all nations.
Era nge gwanga ino.
And this nation,
nga base,
and it's the base,
era omusingi,
and the foundation,
ogwokuyitibwa kwa mawanga gonna,
of the call of all the nations.
Katonda nga atuyise okukola naye mulimu ogusemayo okusemazinga wensi.
God has called us to work with him in his final work on this planet.
Naye nga bwe twawulira mu kusooka,
but just as we heard before,
singa emisingi gisaanyizibwawo,
if the foundations are destroyed,
singa
if
emisingi gisaanyizibwawo,
the foundations are destroyed,
omutuukirivu,
what can the righteous one,
talina kyayinza kukola,
they can have nothing to do,
kubanga abatalina wasinzira,
for they have not where they base.
Naye singa missing yid
zibwo obujja, if the foundations are restored,
singa missing yid zibwo obujja,
if the foundations are restored,
omoyo omutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
bamalayika abatukuvu
the holy angels
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda okuba mu nsi yonna
and the holy ones of God from all over the world
ne basinziira awo
they come and they base there
ku musingi ogwo
on that foundation
ne bagenda maaso okukola emirimu gy'obwa Katonda wakati mu nsi
they move on to the works of God in the midst of the world
njogedde bwendi
I have spoken
era nga kikulu nnyo n'okukiteeka mu notes
very important to note it down
tisinga misingi
that if the foundations
kanjogere bwendi
let me speak like that
tisinga base
that if the base
obwo musingi
or the foundation
gusanyizibwawo
is destroyed
omutuukirivu talina kyakkola
the righteous one has nothing to do
naye singa ato base
but if the base
oba omusingi
or the foundation
gukomeze gudizibwa obujja
is restored back
omutuukirivu
the righteous one
omwoyo omutukuvu
the holy spirit
mu bujjuvu
in his fullness
bamalayika abatukuvu
the holy angels
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda
and the holy ones of God
ne baweereza ba Katonda ku nsi
are the servants of God on the world
bafuna we basinziirira
get where they base
ne bakola emirimu gya Katonda wakati mu nsi
and they do the works of God in the midst of the world
ne basanya we emirimu gy'ombi sitani
and they destroy the works of the evil one
Satan ne banure emirimu mingi
and they redeem many spirits
okujiza mbwa kabaka obw'omukulu
take them to the kingdom of heaven
kubanga bwayogera mu zaburi
because when he speaks in the psalms
zaburi eya 11
psalms chapter 11
n'okusatu pakulu okuna
verses 3 up to 4
ayogera nga agamba bwati ku byemisingi
He speaks saying this concerning foundation. Let us read we here.
Zaburi esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Psalms chapter 11 verses 3.
Obange emisingi gizikirizibwa. Kicho mutukirivu chayinza okukola.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Olunyiriri okuna.
Verse 4.
Mukama ali mu yekalu y'entukuvu. Mukama entebe ye eri mu ggulu. Amaaso ge galaba abaana b'abantu.
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelids test the children of men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That if the foundations be destroyed, according to Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, what can the righteous one do?
Naye Katonda asinzira mu ggulu.
But God based in heaven.
N'atunuulira mu baana b'abantu.
He looks at the children of men on the earth.
Okulaba.
To see.
Wawa anateeka base.
Where he will put the base.
Wawa anateeka omusingi.
Where he will put the foundation.
Abatuukirivu kwe bagenda okusinziranga.
On which the righteous one will base.
Okubaako omulimu gwe bakola.
To have a work they do.
Bwe twogera ku batuukirivu.
When we speak of the righteous.
Tusookera ddala ku mwoyo omutukuvu.
We first move to the Holy Spirit.
Singa omwoyo omutukuvu yennyini.
If the Holy Spirit himself.
Omusingi gwe kugaana okulabisibwa wakati mu nsi.
His foundation fails to appear in the midst of the world.
Base wagenda okusinzira.
The base where he will be based.
Okukola emirimu okwetoola ensi yonna.
His works all over the world.
Naye tumubulwa wa.
Do we lack to get where he can best? And when we speak of the righteous, we speak even of the holy angels. If foundations have ceased to be on the world, if they lack a base where they come down, yes, to base there to work in the world,
then
you have not where to start from. That's why God best in heaven.
And
he looks in the children of men. To see where he puts the base,
omusingi,
the foundation,
okugenda okutuukiriza emirimu gye wakati mu nsi,
which is going to fulfill his works in the midst of the world,
omusingi ogwo,
that foundation,
ng'abatuukirivu we bagenda osinziira,
the righteous will base there,
okusookera ku mutuukirivu,
first from the righteous one,
omwoyo omutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
obujjuvu bwe,
in his fullness,
okuddako,
next,
bamalayika abatukuvu,
the holy angels,
okuddako,
next,
abatukuvu ba Katonda wakati mu nsi,
the holy ones of God in the midst of the world,
okuva mu baana b'abantu,
from the children of men,
baba beetaaga omusingi ogwo,
they need that foundation,
era Katonda,
and God,
asinziira mu ggulu,
in heaven.
Natula wakati mawanga.
He looks in the midst of nations.
Nanonya.
And he searches.
Wa wetugendo kuteko msingi.
Where are we going to put the best?
Wakati mubana baba.
In the midst of children of men on the earth.
Wa wetubateka best.
Where should we put the
best? Omoyo mtu kuwaba sinzi.
Where the Holy Spirit will best.
Ejire ba malaika.
The army of angels. When they descend from heaven. Where they will be basing.
Abatukuvu bonna.
Only ones all of them.
Abawereza ba Katonda mu nsi.
The servants of God in the world. Where they will base.
Okola mu nsi zonna.
Work in the whole world.
Bwaraba emisingi eyo gyonna gisanyiziddwawo.
If you see all those foundations are destroyed.
Adamu n'agisimba buto.
He rebuilds them afresh.
Era eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
Our nation Uganda.
Okusinzira kukusubiza kwa Katonda mu Bible.
According to promise of God in the Bible.
Kwe yanyweza n'ebyafaayo nga bwe tujja okunyonyoka.
That he established with history as we shall get explained.
Na kunyweza n'obunabi.
He established it with prophecies. Released in AD.
Okuva mu Uganda ne wabwerwe gwanga lya Uganda.
From within Uganda and outside Uganda. It says.
Okutambula okwamaanyi mu maanyi.
The mighty might
omwoyo omutukufu.
Move of the Holy Spirit.
Ne revival.
Even revival.
N'okudizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Kusimbula mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Move from the nation Uganda.
Omwaka 2022 gwe tulimu.
2022 this year.
Omwezi gwa mwenda.
In the month of September.
Lwaki kusimbula mu Uganda?
Why is it moving from Uganda?
Kubanga base.
Because the base.
Etereddwawo.
Has been put there.
Era base
and the base it has been restored
okusinzira
according
ku Isaiah sura ya 58
Isaiah chapter 58 verses 12
betuza misingi
when we restore
betuza base
when we restore the base
omusingi
of the foundation
ogwaba tukuvumunsi
of the holy ones in the world
abantu banji
many people
abadishibwe chiwumulo
they are given rest
kubanga babira no buddukiro
because they have a refuge.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katusome tuulire.
Let us read we here.
Isaiah sura ya 58 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Isaiah chapter 58 verses 12.
Naba bali kuvaamu balizembe bife byedde byazika. Olize emisingi egy'emirembe emingi. Era oliyitibwa nti muzibi wa kituli, muzze wa makubo ogakutuulamu.
And they from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
He,
yes.
Kugama, omusingi bwe
gukomawo. Now when the foundation is restored,
oba base bwe komawo.
When the base is restored back,
abantu bajja ku base.
People come on
bagamba banange.
That base and they say,
Mukama okomeza oziza bujja Zion.
God, you have restored Zion.
Era.
On.
Tula byobulokozi.
We have seen your salvation.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwa ga tuba tugena restoration tushobora kubawo.
Now restoration cannot be there.
Nga base.
When the base.
Owo musingi.
Or the foundation.
Kwe simbulira teguriwo.
Where it moves by, it's not there.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati chiwo chirindi.
Now what is?
Ni wangu ade yogedwa ko mu mawanga manje.
Even though it's spoken of in many nations.
Era mu bantu banji.
And in many people.
Ulije no nyana yo base ya.
Always it has been seeking its own base.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga boraba.
As you see.
Nti mu mawanga gonago omusi.
That among all nations of the world.
Atunda bali atandika emirimu jembana baba.
When God was beginning his works in the children of men.
Yalonda mu egwange lya Israeli.
He chose out the nation of Israel.
Libere besi.
That it will be a base.
Obo musinjo gwe emirimu jya Katonda wakati munsi.
Oh, a foundation of the works of God in the midst of the world.
Israeli.
And Israel.
Yaimira mu mirembe jonne ja BC.
It stood in all generations of BC.
Yite nga Yesu tanaba kuzali kwa
Kristo. Only before the birth of Christ on earth.
Yaimirira o napaka kuzali kwa kwa Yesu.
All there through to the birth of Jesus.
Nga ye nyini ye base.
Israel is the base.
Eranga gwe musinji gwe mirimu jya Katonda wakati munsi.
And it's the foundation of the works of God in the midst of the world.
Nga twala ba Amos.
As we saw in Amos.
Esura ene yokusatu.
Amos chapter 3.
Olunyiriri kuvirada kulisoka.
Starting from verse 1.
Bakulukusatu.
Up to 3.
Nga gamba bwati.
As he says this.
Amosi esule yokusatu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Amos chapter 3 from verse 1.
Muwulire ekigambo kino Mukama kyabogeddeko mu abaana ba Isirayiri ku kika kyonna kye nalinnyisa nga nkijja mu nsi y'e Misiri ng'ayogera.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2,
nti mwemweka benamanya kubika byonna ebyensi zonna kye ndivamba bonereza olw'obutali butuukirivu bwammwe bonna.
You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse 3.
Ababiri bayinza okutambulira awamu wabula nga batabaganye.
Can two walk together except they are agreed?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Bosoma Amos 3.
When you read Amos 3.
Nyorisoka pakuru
kusatu. Verses 1 to 3.
Tulaga nti mawanga gonna agomusi.
All nations of the world.
Katonda yaronde gwanga lya Israel.
God chose the nation of Israel.
Mubiro byonna ebya BC.
All the era of BC.
Yetuita biite ndi Yesu ngatana kuzalibwa kuhusu.
Before the birth of Christ on this world.
nebabeera nga gwe musingi ye beesi y'emirimu gya katonda ku
nsi
era bwe baagaananga okutabagana
nayengaabakuba
basobole okuyimirira okuba ekyokulabirako eri
amawanga
era n'atuuka nga
n'abagambatetusobola
kubanga beesi ngitadde wano
nga tetukkaanyizatetugenda
yitanga
fennaenammwepaka
nga tuk
Until we have agreed.
Naye kwega Katonda yali mwetegefu era abeera mwetegefu.
God was ready and is always ready.
Mu biro byonna ebya BC.
All seasons of BC.
Yesu yali nga tannazaalibwa ku nsi.
Before the birth of Christ on the earth.
Okukola n'eggwanga lya Isirayiri.
To work with the nation Israel.
Basobole okukula mu mawanga gonna.
That they can work in all other nations.
Nga BC.
And the best.
Agitadde mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
Put it in the nation Israel.
Era nga services zonna ez'obwa Katonda.
All the services of God.
Zisibuka mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
They sprang from the nation of Israel.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
Christ. Kati ku mulundi guno.
Now on this time.
Katonda.
God.
Nga jalangirira okuyita mu Bible.
As is come proclaiming through the Bible.
Nga yita mu byafaayo.
Passing through history.
Okusingira ddala ebyaba European explorers.
Mostly of the European explorers.
Mu katabo kaabwe akamanyiddwa ng'olugendo lwange mu Africa.
Their book entitled My African Journey.
Yeyongera okukakasa.
He moved on to prove.
Ndi wano ku nsibuko y'omugajira.
Here at the source of the Nile.
Mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
The nation of Uganda.
Wajja kuvaawo revival.
There will come out revival.
N'okuddiza obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Era Katonda.
And God.
Yeyongera ng'ayita mu bunnabbi obuzze bufuluma mu biro ebya AD.
Moved on to speak through prophets released in AD.
Naddala ku nkomekero za AD.
Mostly at the end of AD.
Munnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma.
In these last days.
Ng'ayita mu bannabbi be.
Passing through his prophets.
Kuleta obunnabbi.
To bring prophecy.
Nga bava mu ggwanga lyennyini erya Uganda.
Coming from within Uganda.
N'okuva bweru w'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Outside Uganda.
Nga balaga okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
And they showed the worldwide call.
Okuyina osinzira no mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which has to be here in nation Uganda.
Era nga balaga nti mukuyitibwa okwo.
And they showed in that call.
Katonda. Ayisa amawanga gonna gakole naye.
Has called all nations work with
him. Mulimu gw'okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno.
His final work on his planet earth.
Nga n'omulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Ye revival.
Is the revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya.
And restoration.
Okw'ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Katonda byeyogera bannabbi be.
God spoke in his prophets.
Abaliwo okuva ku lubereberi.
We were there from the beginning.
Era nga byeyogera byebikola endagaano empya n'ekati.
What he spoke make the old and the new covenants.
Bidembi manyibwe nga bwe byali.
It be known the way they were.
Nga bwe biyina okuba.
The way they should be.
Era nga libeere emirembe n'emirembe.
And the way they will be forever.
Okuteekateeka ensi zonna.
In preparing the whole world.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. N'enkomerero
y'emirembe.
And the end of the earth.
So ky'ovulaba nga ayogera.
So that's why he spoke.
Obaluumi esula ey'omwenda.
In Romans chapter 9.
Olunya olw'okuna.
Verses 4.
Olw'okutaano.
And 5.
Nga ayogera nti mu ggwanga erya Isirayiri.
Speaking that in nation Israel.
They were services zonna ez'obwa Katonda.
They are ones who had all services of God.
Ebisubizo by'amawanga byonna.
The promises of nations all
over. Yabiranga eyo.
They were there.
Mu biro byonna ebya BC.
All the era of BC.
Yesu yali nga tannazaalibwa ku nsi.
Before the birth of Christ on earth.
Kaakano ku mulundi guno.
Right now on this time.
Nkomekero y'emirembe.
At the end of the earth.
Services ez'obwa Katonda zonna.
All the services of God.
N'ebisubizo bya Katonda eri amawanga.
The promises of God to nations.
Bisinzira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
They based in the nation Uganda.
Era ng'amawanga gakimanyi.
The nations they know that.
Okuggyako ffe abalina base ffe tutabikuliddwa.
We who have the base it's not we who are
going to rebuild. But
it's the nations they
era
know.
Era ogalindiridde bulindirizi.
They are just waiting.
Kibaluka ddi bana kibaawo ddi.
When is it happening?
Katusomeko mu Baruumi esula eno olabe.
Let's read in Romans we see.
Abaruumi esula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Romans chapter 9 verses 4.
Be Bayisirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa.
Who are the Israelites to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the services of God and the promises? Verse 5.
Abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe gyonna. Amiina.
Who are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God bless it forever, amen.
He
yes
bakola
they
mu biro byonna ebya BC
worked in the entire era of BC
okutuuka ku ntandikwa ya AD.
To reach the beginning of AD.
Yotuyita oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
We call after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Kugamba eggwanga lya Isirayiri.
To say the nation
of Israel.
It was the best.
Era omusingi gw'emirimu gya Katonda wakati mu nsi.
The foundation of the works of God in the midst of the world.
okuyita mu BC
through all the era of BC
yes welinga tanazaliwa ku nsi
before the birth of Christ on this earth
yitegeze okuva Katonda atonde
gone nsi from when God created heavens and earth
okutuka kukuzaliwa kwa mukama
wa Yesu Kristo the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
babira omusingi babira base ya Katonda
they were a base of God
era omusingi gwe mirimu ya Katonda wakati mu
the foundation of the works of God in the midst of the world
era base okukuwebwa okufuka abana
they were one who were first given adoption to become children
then bali okeba nonya abana wa Katonda okwetola nsi
Then thereafter seek all children of God all over the world.
Mungeri yeyo.
In that way.
Babawereddu okufuka abana.
They were given the adoption.
Era ne bawebwa.
Still they were given.
Ekitibwa ky'obwakatonda ekituula mu nsi.
Glory of God rested in that nation.
Era ensizo nane zigamba.
The all nations they say.
Katonda wa Israel.
That the God of Israel.
Kubanga ekitibwa ky'akatonda kyatuulange.
Because the glory of God it rested there.
Era kyasinziranga okweyoleka ensizo nane.
And it's where it best to manifest to the whole world.
Ne bongerwako.
And they were added on.
Endagano za Katonda.
The covenants of God. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Nebongerwako.
They were added on.
Okuwebwa amateeka.
To be given the laws.
Gagabebwe mu nsi yonna.
To be spread in the whole world.
Nebongerwako services zobwa Katonda zonna.
Added on all services of God.
Zisirenga mugwange.
They base in that nation. To spread the whole world.
Nebongerwako ebisubizo bya amawanga.
The promises of nations.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus.
Kadi Katonda bwaronda base waliwe bintu ebibeerawo.
Now when God chooses a base there are things which happen.
Ekisoka.
The first.
Katonda inokubawa mu okufuka abana okusoka.
God has to give you become adopted as his children first.
Abana ba Katonda.
The children of God.
Abakulemba mu moyo mutukuvu.
Are led by the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yesu lwacho ulira.
The reason why you here.
Okutamura kwa mu mutukuvu okwa manyi mu manyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Neriva ivo.
Even revival.
Kusimbura mugwanga.
Moves from the nation.
Eria Uganda.
Of Uganda.
Lwachi ntibwaba okufuka abana first of all.
Begins.
Ainokuwa mu moyo agendo bakulembera mu nga abana.
Give you a spirit to lead you as children.
Muolekere nsizo na munonya abana ba Katonda.
The whole world seek for children of God.
Ebisinga onja kubinyonyola mu detail kubani mu listing.
The rest of explain it in the detail for now I'm listening
Yes you must
praise
with
Jesus much
e chokulala
the other
I know kakasa ngabateka kechi kibwachi
he puts upon you his glory
chuvula munabi bunji bagamba
that's why he made the prophecy
he said
our nation is blessed
katonda ali wano
God is here
Venga abali mugwanga
we as people in this nation
katonda singa kuita na kufura base
don't know when God calls you makes you a base
A base obo musingi gwe mirimu je wakati mu
base of foundation of his works in the midst of the world
ali no okusoka na kuwo kufuko
omwana he has to first give you become a child to him
atoku kuwecha kuwa buyinza
to give you that he gives you authority
banga bona ba mukrisa ba obo kufuka abana
he gave them power to become children
no buyinzo wabera moyo mutukufu
even that authority is the Holy Spirit
banga bakulemla moyo wa Katonda
those led by the Spirit of God they are the sons of God
era kwatagano moyo mutukufu
to connect to the Holy Spirit
nejira ba malaika
and the armies of angels
no tonde bona munsi
and all creations in the world
abana bakatonda abalalo kwetulensi
begin to seek for the rest of children of God all over the world
echo kubiri
the second
abateka kechitiwa che
he puts upon you his glory
yes ye basi
praise Jesus
abateka kechitiwa che
he puts upon you his glory
nimubera waguru wa mawanga
and you are high above the nations
Mulinya
in name
muchitibwa
in
muburunji
glory in goodness
ibyo natu ino bitu nuna
all those we have to look in them
ngabyatu we bwana inga tefiri tubita de konyosi
they were given us yet we've not put emphasis on them
icho kusatu
the third
wabawe ndagano za Katonda
there are covenants of God
zemukola na ye
those you make with him
ya Uganda ndagano
the covenant of Uganda
it was Uganda motto
called the Uganda motto
urwa Katonda ne kulensi
for God and my country
na imirira
I will stand
mwae si mikono ja Katonda
you lay the nation in the hands of God
mwae ne mwayo ne si
you lay so even your nation in the hands of God
mwae ko na muliimba ro
igwanga as you did in the national anthem
Byona byakolebwa
all the we are done long
era ngabyatufula da base ya Katonda
and they made us into a base of God
ero musingi gwe mirimu ya Katonda wakati mu nsi
the foundation of works of God in the midst of the world
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ebyo sibi bisatwe
those are three
echo kuna
the fourth
abawa amateeka
he gives you the laws
Abawa mateeka.
He gives you law.
Era soka na batuma mukabona igisa.
And he first sent among you a teaching priest.
Na komya okatonda.
And he brings back
law. Na bakomeza ona mateeka.
And he brings back the laws.
Ay ay. Muina bya mutana manya bulunji.
There are things you have not yet known well
until
you. Yet the seasons have come that we know them.
Katonda mugezi muzibu.
God is extremely wise.
Yemu kama katonda atuigiriza okugasa.
He is the Lord God who teach us to prophets.
Era ya igiriza kabuna igiriza.
He is the one who teaches the teaching priest.
Komya okabona okomya okatonda musi na mateeka.
Bring back God in the world even the
laws.
All those are within here of the nation.
Ukakasanga tuli base.
To prove we are the best.
era omusingi gw'emirimu gya Katonda wakati mu
nsi. The foundation of works of God in the midst of the world.
Ekyokutaano.
The fifth. Yes.
Ekyokutaano.
The fifth.
Abawa services.
He gives you services.
Services z'obwa Katonda.
The services of God.
Asobola wabikulira ebintu.
He can reveal to you
kumana
things.
I know bawe ebintu ebikola service.
Because he has to
ezitakoma.
Things you do service which are unlimited.
Kubanga Tonda bwageza kona ganti abawebwa services z'obwa Katonda.
For he those given services of God. My God.
Abari no kubabikulira ebintu
bingi. Must reveal to you many things.
Ntwe mukunganana.
Anytime you come to fellowship,
let services z'obwa Katonda.
This be done that you make services of God.
Abari no kubikulira
okunyonyola. Interpretation. I tell you, I'm just listening for you. We are still on the first foundation.
Standard strategy number
still
1
on the first standard strategy.
Obusinziro no musingi.
The base of the foundation.
What services is afem kuitwa kwensi
yo. Our services in the worldwide call.
Eranga tugambidwa.
We have been told.
Omusingi ogwo.
That foundation
omusingi ogwo.
That base on the foundation.
Kuitwa kwensi yo nakatonda kwaza subiza manga gonna.
God is worldwide promised call.
Obusinziro mugwange lya Uganda.
And it based in the nation Uganda.
Nyinga butulaba mu barumi ene sura eyo mwenda.
As we see in Romans chapter 9.
Uruokona.
Verse 4.
We wow. Itu akalaba ebintu meka.
We've so far seen 5 things.
Bitano eh. Ebitano.
5.
Bilino kubanga binywezeddwa bulungi.
They have to be established very well.
Muwe wokufuka abana.
You're given adoption become children.
Nimuwebo moyo mtukufu okubakulembera
the Holy Spirit to lead you
ngabana
as children
okunonya abana bakatonda munsi
yona see for children of God in the world
echo kubiri
the second
musi bwakajitibwa kya Katonda
you are put upon the glory of God
nimera waguru wa mawanga gonna
you appear to be high above nations
echo kusatu
the third
muwe bwendagano mukolenda gano ne Katonda
you make a covenant with God
nga for God and my country
like for God and my country
Uganda motto
the Uganda motto
tunaimira kulwa Katonda
that we shall stand for God and for our country even all nations
era mwai mwewayo amunensi ya
you commit yourself with your nation in the hands of God
nimutabagana naye muite naye
and you agree with him that you pass with him
kemva mwaita mulimba rwegwanga
that's why you pass the national anthem
future of faith.
You said our future even of our nation we've laid it in your hands
echo kuna
the fourth
muwebwa amateka ga Katonda
you defend the laws of God
abatumira kabona ayiriza
you a teaching priest
na komiawo Katonda na amateka
brings back God and the laws
nabwa yogera myo mirembe echo kubiri
this in the second chronicles
See 15:3
chapter 15 verse 3
yes jebiro bijinga twali katondo wa mazima
for a long time there was no a true God
eranga twali mateeka
there were no laws
kubanga twali okabona
yigi there was no a teaching priest
eh
ya wit
echo kutano
the fifth
sa abawa services z'obwa Katonda
gives you the services of God
Zayogera ko mebulaniye mubakolisa ekisoka.
Those who speaks in the first Corinthians
14
chapter 14
25 26.
Tuwe mukunana. Anytime you gather.
Abali ne okubulira
okubikulirwa.
Aba agenda babikulira ebintu bingi. Ngamola bogendo lweguru
weruli. See the heavenly journey how it is.
Manyo hizo gaguno msingi waliogudi
you know you may say you have heard of this foundation before last time
ndio aliwa baganyo gua
ili those who refuse to write it like a flesh
echo mukaga
the sixth
I know kuba we bisubizo bya mawanga
give you promises of nations
ndi ngamubayita
as you call them
basubiza chabo promuita
them what those you call
Ndwemba mutambulanga mugenda mugulira akabaka bwo muguru
go preach the kingdom of heaven heal them
wazukize
raise them
mugobe mizimu
cast demons
mubagambe wali yeguru eka nze mpya
there is the new heaven there is the next life
nimweteke fukubasonyiwa
ready to forgive you
bajibabere nange
eno come be with me here
abawe bisubizo bya mawanga
give you promises of nations
tubura bayatu olugendo lweguru
that's why he gave us the heavenly journey the journey of salvation
asobola kuwa esubi amawanga
that he can give hope to the nations
oruvanyima rwobulamu obwo mubiri kunsi
after the life of the flesh and the world there is heavens where we came from where we have to go back
baruwe bidi wano mugwanga lyafenno byonna ngabo yabiwa
nation as he gave them to nation Israel
where
they are all here Yet, you full knowledge, you understand them now. Even God heals as they know of them. But if you want to know them beyond, you be present in studying the standard strategies, those of God. God is a standard strategist of fulfilling his one way promise
God.
It's when you know that God indeed
has
put his base in the foundation of his works in the nation Uganda.
For
we are headed on to the whole world. I have never seen how God loves us like this. But if you decide to clap, you clap then. Have you seen the things he gave us? All of them are here. What is made interesting is the covenant. You make a covenant with him. If we came out, we did it. Yet it was a prophecy. In the Isaiah chapter 19, verses 19 up to 22, they will make a vow and they will fulfill it. I will speak when we get the details of that. But we are to get explained many things. On this standard strategy of God, the first one, what we've called the base and the foundation of our services in the worldwide call. What we've said, it is God's worldwide promised call, which is based here in nation Uganda. And we've concluded. In the summer, what we've spoken of it, we shall move on to know the way God proved this through the Bible. In the history, mostly of the European explorers. Even through prophecy, released at the ending of AD, from within Uganda and outside Uganda, and it proves that Uganda, it is the base and the foundation of the final works of God on this planet Earth, all over the world. Praise Jesus much.
So
at least you've gotten of that foundation. Let's go to the second. The second, God is standard strategy of fulfilling the worldwide promised call. And this is known as, in English,
the strongest
say,
pillar of our services in God's worldwide promise call.
E chasize yo obugumu yo kuweleza kwa fe. Mkuitiwa kwa makama kwa yasubi zensizo na.
Empajiru waga.
The strongest pillar.
Empajiru waga.
The strongest pillar.
Yes, services
of our services.
Mkuitiwa kwa yasubi
na. In the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this pillar is known as God's final work on this planet Earth,
basing
within Uganda from the year 2022. This pillar is known as God's final work on this planet Earth,
basing
in the nation of Uganda from the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. And this pillar, this strongest pillar of God's final work on this planet Earth, it's known as the watchtower. The strongest watchtower, which connects heavens and earth in one mission. Now what I say is this.
Statement
is as you write down these statements, we have said like this.
That
the strongest pillar of God's spinal work on this planet Earth.
It's
the strongest watchtower. Which connects heavens and earth. In one mission. It is to say.
Fulfill
Matthew 18 verse 18. Everything we do on earth heavens works upon it. When we bind, they bind. When we lose, they lose. Heavens knows it that this time
it's
God's final work on his planet Earth. We
too,
the world, we must be on that tower, and we know that is that mission. Matthew chapter 18 verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba kunsi birisibwa muguru. Era byonna bye mulisumulula kunsi birisumululibwa muguru.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what has been bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be what has been loosed in heaven.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Now to say, this is strongest pillar of our services in the worldwide call.
The
pillar known as God's final work on this planet Earth. To basing the nation Uganda from the year 2022. I have told you, it is the strongest. The strongest watchtower which connects heavens and earth in one mission. To be able to fulfill well. Matthew chapter 18, verses 18. The heavens works on that. If you
lose
on earth, in heavens they lose. If you bind, they bind. A pillar going to fulfill that scripture. Its rightfulness ever since it existed. As we are in the one work with heaven. If
inside
us we put it in us. And we know it. That heavens and earth. Right now. They have to be focused. On God's final work on this planet earth. With two major reasons. Sure. If you dare get to know this, you are going to be the one with heavens in one mission. When we speak to be with heavens in one mission, we are with God the Father in one mission. We are with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, in one mission. We are with God the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, in His fullness, the seven spirits, in one work. We are thousands of holy angels from heaven. And they descend down upon that watchtower on that strongest pillar, and they come at the base that we've read about, that the nation Uganda, and they base that to work in the whole world.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. And on our heads, inside the hearts, even in our inner man, to work in this final work on the planet Earth, they have to know this is the pillar and the watchtower which connects heavens and earth in one mission, with two major reasons. The first, stop the devils from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. A world of homosexuals. The Rezibians. Men commit homosexuality. Women commit lesbianism. Those with committing bestiality. Even having sex with artificial organs. Including robots. With every form of profane. Even destruction of the holy marriage. Or the holy marriage of God.
awamu n'okusaanyaawo
even to destroy
enjiri y'obulokozi
the gospel of salvation
enjiri y'amazima
the gospel of
ekigambo kya Katonda
that of the word of God
mwe basinzidde n'okulangirira nti Bible eri outdated
where they have best to proclaim that the Bible is outdated
bano baagala bakiggyewo
because they want to take it out
kati eggulu likimanyi
no heaven knows it
nti empagirwaga etugatta
that the strongest pillar connecting us
era wakitawe etugatta nabo
watch tower connecting us
mulimu okusema okusemazinga wense
name the final work on the planet earth
nesonga esoka
with the first reason
kuyimiriza basitani ofulese nonga Sodom ne Gomorrah
to be the devils from turning the entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah
The
world of homosexuals,
lesbians,
both commit every form of evils. As they destroy the gospel of salvation, the word of God,
they
throw down many in hell and the lake of fire. As Sodom and Gomorrah, they ended in fire. The second,
it
involves to prepare the all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The second,
it
involves to prepare all nations
for
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. That is why he speaks in the Romans chapter 9, verse 28 up to 29. And he says this. Romans chapter 9, verse 28.
Kubanga alikomekereza omulimo nga gukola mbufunze era mbutukirivu. Kubanga omulimo guli mbufunze mukama gwalikola ku nsi.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Olinyo olabirimu
omwenda. Verse 29.
Ti. Era nga Isaya bwe yasooka okwogera nti Senga mukama oweje tiyatulekera wozadde twandifuse nga Sodomu ekyo andifananyizibwa nga Gomora.
And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant, we had been as Sodom and made unto Gomora.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That if this work is not done, because Romans chapter 9, verse 28 to 29, it says that God will finish the work, doing it in short and in righteousness. Now what you have to know, these standard strategies of God, they are what can do it in short and in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, if this work is not done, the world would have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah. When we speak to be made as Sodom and Gomorrah, we say that men commit homosexuality with each other, even women with women. Others have sex with animals. Others have sex with artificial organs, including the robots. It is all form of profane. Under that, there is every form of immorality and corruption.
And
the holy marriage of God, and it's been destroyed. Under that, the gospel of salvation, which saves people from both things, that of the word of God, and it too is no more there. And the people want to end in hell and the lake of fire. Because Sodom and Gomorrah ended up in the fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the work has to be done, and heaven knows it.
First of all,
his final work is
been
done. Devil stand the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. Even the Holy Spirit knows it.
That
moving at the base in Uganda to
head
the whole world.
In
the armies of angels they know. As go down in base Uganda, work in the world. The few holy ones have been revealed of it. They know it.
As we
move from the base in Uganda,
we
work this final work, our strongest pillar of our work, our watchtower, the final work on this planet earth, with the reason of stopping the devil from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The Holy Spirit knows it. Thousands of armies of angels they know. And they have all abilities which has been brought to doing this work.
Stop
the devils from filling their agendas. For there is no counsel, neither wisdom, neither understanding against that of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The second,
see
that all nations are prepared for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. The passing away of the heavens and the earth which are. And we go to the new heavens and the new earth. Now this preparation and
the
standard strategies of God which can fulfill that work is not failed. And those strategies they are known to be as you see standard strategies and they are taken as the watchtower.
Yeah.
And upon them the watchmen. The watchmen of God prepared
well.
In these strategies,
ambush.
The ambushes
which
cause surprise attacks on the works of the evil Satan when he sleeps, when he's not aware of it, and they be destroyed. According to Philippians 1 verse 6, the work is done.
It's
the reason preparing our nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read we here. Philippians chapter 1 verses 6.
Ngategerere dala kino ngo yatandika omulimu omulungi mmwe. Yesu Kristo.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes. This one got to be confident. If you have the strongest pillar, that strongest pillar, our services in the worldwide call,
it
is the strongest watchtower. You get confidence. You sure?
Confidence.
He said, I'm confident of this.
He
began a good work in you. He is ready to accomplish it
through
the coming of the Lord Jesus.
That
this pillar is a confidence.
The final work
of the
Spirit,
the pillar we have to hold on to. It's the watch tower. You're connecting heaven and earth.
This
work has to be accomplished. He
said,
I'm confident. He will begin a good work with you. Ready to accomplish it. Ready to accomplish the final work. Up to the coming of Jesus.
He
wants to prepare nations.
It has moved
here in our nation.
We
remain just a few months. 1-2 months. Are you ready?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I conclude in the summary, concerning this strongest pillar, strongest pillar of our services in the worldwide call, the pillar known as the final work of God on this planet Earth, moving from our nation Uganda in the year 2022. This one we are into.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There are four angels on the four corners of this earth who make up the four pillars of this earth which have come standing in different seasons.
And
that pillar which is for Africa, and the pillar of the angel who is on the side of Africa nearing the nation Uganda.
Equator.
At the equator.
We're meeting
where it meets
Greenwich.
With the Greenwich.
Green Meridian.
Where they meet. It's where there's a pillar standing now. In this work. And that angel knows it. He is the last on the four corners of earth. And he stands in the final work to connecting heavens and earth. That pillar, we have to activate it. It will need us to pray or to go there.
Yes, you must be
praise God.
Nti,
I say this.
Nti, wariwola malaika bana,
that there are four angels on the four corners of this earth.
Abakora empaji enya ezensi,
who make up the four pillars of this earth.
Eranga empaji esatu,
and the three pillars,
zozi zazi merira,
they have come standing in the works of God on the earth. Now we head on to the fourth pillar, which is on the side of Africa,
Uganda,
nearing Uganda.
In
the Pacific Ocean,
equator,
where the equator,
we sinkanira ne,
the Green
Meridian,
where the equator meets the longitude of the Green Meridian. Yes.
Yes.
At the point where they meet,
where
there is this angel who makes up the fourth pillar, which stands in the God's final work on this planet Earth.
Amen.
As it speaks in Revelations, chapter 7, verses 1 to 2, and he says this. Revelations chapter 7, verses 1.
Oluvannyuma ne ndaba malayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda ennyo ez'ensi, nga bakutte empewo ennyo ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi, newankubadde ku nnyanja, newankubadde ku muti gwonna.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Yes. Verse
2.
Revelations chapter
7,
verse
2. And
I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to heart the earth and the sea. Verse 3.
Ngayo giranti, temono nansi, ne wankubadde nyanja, ne wankubadde miti, okusa itulimalo kuteka akabonero, kubaddu bakatonda waffe, kubyenyi byabwe.
Saying, heart not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Yes. Revelations chapter 7, verses 1 to 3.
It shows
four angels on the four corners of the earth. And these ones break up the four pillars upon which planet Earth was stretched. It was built upon them. And these ones, they have come stand in different seasons as pillars of the work of God on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And if they do not do that work, they have to take away this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. They have an angel always, the one you see coming down from heaven, and he tells them, you wait to destroy this earth until we have sealed the servants of God on this earth in their foreheads. As they are sealed by the Holy Spirit, we shall know of those ahead. Now that angel, he comes speak with them. There is one he has to speak with among the four. Who governs the works of God on the earth in that moment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in this time on, you have heard the angel come from the east. He speaks with them saying, you wait. We first sealed the servants of God. What we shall know of that work, that those getting sealed, there are those who hear the gospel of salvation. If it's taken away, there are no people who get to be sealed. Ephesians
1
verse 13 says, when we had the gospel of salvation,
and
we are sealed by the seal of the Holy Spirit, anytime it's normal, there's no more sealing. listening.
Kati malaika oyo.
Now that angel.
Gwetuulidde.
That one we have heard.
Ngaka.
Coming down from the east.
Agamba bana abana.
He tells the four.
Mulinde ko kusiringa.
You wait to destroy the earth.
Okusanya wensi ne nyanja.
Destroy the earth and the sea.
Nga tumaze okusiringa.
Until we have seen the servants of God.
Oyo kankano mukisera kino yalina okuka.
That one right now in this time is wanting us to come down.
Akwatagane ne malaika akole mpaje yokona.
And he connects with the angel, make up the fourth pillar. At the four corners of the earth. That angel standing on the side of Africa. And then we shall move with the strongest pillar. And that angel. Bible says he stands. Tap one leg on the dry land. And the other leg. On this ocean,
that
they do not destroy the earth and the sea.
He
lifts to the heavens.
He
connects heavens and earth. And we begin the work.
There
2022, in the month of September,
it's
when we have to do that thing.
If it needs
to pray or to go physically there. You are to know many things. Let's read here in Revelations. Revelations chapter 10. Verses 1. Revelations chapter 10 from verse 1.
Nindeba malaika omulala owamanyi ngaka okuva mu ggulu ngayambadde ekire nemusoke ngali ku mutwe gwe n'amasoge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with the cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Yes.
Much
light will spread this world. Light of knowledge passing through the words. My. What we head on is a great thing. I wait for only the day.
Everything
you've never seen when it was spoken. Even that you have been hearing of. It's when it's going to begin to be fulfilled. The day he connects with the angel
who
makes the fourth pillar on the four corners of the earth,
he's
going to step where he is and even on the sea. Raise a hand on the heavens.
He
connects heavens and earth in one world. And then we move. Thousands of
people
have never descended.
Yeah,
those who don't know those. And they are of the children of men. Right now they are getting revealed.
Amen.
Let's repeat this verse. Revelations chapter 10, verses
1.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Yes. Have you heard those words?
Now,
here are their words like this. Let me list them for you. I will explain them to you the other time. He said, and I saw another mighty angel. You know,
we're
going in a mighty, mighty move. That is one. You have to get explained why he is a mighty angel. Will I not just end listing only two? You have to know why this angel is mighty. In the mighty, mighty
Holy Spirit revival.
The Holy Spirit revival and restoration. That is one. The second.
He came down from heaven.
Connect heavens and earth. That is second. He came from heaven. Connecting heaven and earth. The third. He was surrounded with the rainbow upon his head. He was in the clouds. And the third. He was on the clouds. For even the one coming. He will come down upon a cloud. One we prepare for this work. He comes upon a cloud. Swift. Coming to Egypt. All be at one understanding. The fourth. He was surrounded by a rainbow on the head. Why on the head? Why the rainbow? The rainbow has seven colors to show the powers of the seven spirits. He came in the tongues of fire on the heads of the apostles. All we are to understand them. Yes. The fifth. These face were like the sun. Why like the sun?
Much light
of the world. Light of knowledge. Of revelation. Of much revelation. And it is put in action. The sixth. His feet. As pillars of fire.
Already
we speak of the pillar.
Again,
connect to the pillar. The angel on the corner of the earth, the fourth corner, on the side of Africa, nearing Uganda, where the equator
meets
the green meridian. Yes.
Again,
you will step there. They destroyed the earth and the sea.
We finish
the work. What is coming next is interesting.
So,
let's read the next thing. Revelation chapter 10, verses 2.
Era yaina mukono gwe akataba akabikuse nateke kigere kye kyaddyo kunyanja necha kono kunsi.
And he had in his hand a little scroll open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
He would not take a katabu chiki yari.
Have to understand which book he had. That is the seventh. The book he had.
It's
that book
which
been heaven. The book of remembrance.
Ayabash.
Yes. The book of remembrance. The world, how things were. How they should be. How they will be forever. It's the book you read in
Malachi.
Chapter 3. 14-18. Mostly verse 16. Down. The book of remembrance. How were things? How are they? How will they be forever?
As
God spoke them in the mouth of his prophets. The other, he has to step on the sea. Angels make the four corners of the earth. Not stood as if they have been commanded.
You
destroy the earth, time of it is over.
But I know you
step on the dry land on the sea. They do not destroy. They keep waiting. He first lift the hands. He connects
them.
He commands. Until this work is completed. Don't take away the work. Heavens come down. He wonders. Let's read the verse
3.
Revelation chapter 10, verses 3.
Waguru n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empologoma bw'ewuluguma. Bwe yayogerera waggulu ebibwatuka omusanvu ne byogera amaloboozi gaabyo.
And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Verse
4. And
when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I had a voice from heaven saying, unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Yes.
I
said those seven things that spoken of the seven thunders. Do not speak them. But those are the seven seals which are on the scroll. And those are seven spirits through which they passed all the scriptures. And they are still all the scriptures.
In
the seven groups of angels,
even
seven bowls of the wrath of God, I will explain those ahead. Now we are listing. Let's read verse 6-7.
okubikulirwa essuula y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga n'alayira oli ab'omulamu emirembe n'emirembe eyatonda eggulu n'ebirimu n'ensi n'ebirimu n'ennyanja n'ebirimu nti tewalibeera kiseera nate.
And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heavens and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Yes.
Agenda ga mukama.
You say, Lord, there's no more time.
Tusimbure.
We move.
Mugwa mwenda.
In September.
Wachari budo mlimu kukolewa kusemba yo.
Final work be done. We have to take away the world. Yes. Have you understood what we are heading to? You know when you hear God is a standard strategy of fulfilling his world promise call. You think they are out there joking. You are on your own. We are on to the business of God.
Amen.
And we understand them. We cannot deny them. Have you understood them? You think me, I never understood them? But I speak, I understand very well. I know even where they are. That's why they took me the heavenly journey. I see where they are. In detail, I will show you very well. He told him, on that day,
angel
will swear. You swear to God, Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
There
is no more time to wait. You take away the earth. We do the final work, we take it away. Even the heavens
will
go to the new heavens and the new earth. But he said, they will wait until all secrets, as God's promise, they have been restored. Let's read verse 7, we conclude. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
Naye mu nnaku z'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okukommonta ekkondeere ekyamba kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira ng'enjiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Yes.
N'agamba tewali budde bulala.
No more time.
Tukole omulimu ogusembayo.
Let's do the final work.
Let's
do the final work. The final work on this planet Earth. And we take away this Earth. In the heavens which is, we go to new heavens and new earth. And it's a bird. Let's wait. The seventh trumpet should wait be blown. Let's first blow it on this earth.
We send the nation,
gather, lift the banner. Blow a trumpet, prepare. That the seventh angel blow the last trumpet.
Wait till
the mystery of God, as all the gospel is spoken the prophets, after it's been restored.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the fullness, I will come to explain you. Those four angels who make up the four pillars
on
the four corners of the earth, as they have come standing, the one who stood in Asia, facing in Israel, the one who stood in Europe,
or
at the side of Europe,
facing
at Rome, and England, even their seasons and time, the one who stood in America,
facing
at the Pacific Ocean,
New
York and Los Angeles. Still, we shall tell you the seasons is
stood.
Even this one stood in Africa, as the promise in the Isaiah 19:19-20, that there will be a pillar. Let us read
this. The
apostles say we've started read details now. Let us see.
Isaiah chapter 19, verse
19.
Kulonakululi walibe choto erimukama wakati munsi ye Misiri. n'empagi eriba ku nsalo yaayo eri mukama.
In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at its border to the Lord. Yes.
Empagi ku lunaku luno.
The pillar on that day.
Luri.
That day.
Ngwo mwendanga meka.
September.
Egena imira.
It's going to stand. Move.
Tugenda okwedeka lunaku.
We are going to prepare for that day. When we would have gotten an airplane, we shall go right there. Where that angel is, we call the word of heaven, descend down.
Amen.
When
we come from there, get back in the center where we shall be. We pray from there. We have moved. The word of God, Jesus,
Holy
Spirit, we move. You know, we don't say we are moving. We tell him we move. Angels, let us move.
When
we will say we move, we go with them in the work. Tomorrow so I come back with your lists.
Number three, and number four.
I cannot give them all in one day. And I still listen just. May God bless you.